American scientists, though, have perfected a technique that'll put brand logos onto apples without the need for stationery of any kind. Heard a bit about it on the news just now. There's just a few orchards in England, and Nathan Turvey visited one in Worcestershire earlier this morning that are doing that sort of thing.
Yes, good morning, Mike. I've come out and about again this morning, and those colours you were mentioning earlier of the trees, they really are turning sort of oranges and dark browns, looking very autumnal this morning here in Great Whitley where I am. I'm at Mill Orchard. This is where the sticker-free apple is a reality. And with me is Peter van Tongeren from the orchard, who hopefully can explain some simple terms of how this idea works. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So how do growers get the logos they want onto their apples then?
It's a fairly labour-intensive business, but basically the idea is this. About 3 or 4 weeks after the apples have formed, small apples, we put a bag over them, a waxed paper bag, and we leave that on for about 10 weeks. After that 10 weeks, we take the bags off, and what we're getting is a very pale, almost bleached apple. We then leave it for about 3 weeks as the ripening process proceeds, and at the end of that 3 weeks, when the apples are ripe, they've hit the sun so hard that they've suddenly become sunburnt, just as if we were lying on the beach in Barcelona or whatever, Benidorm, and we all stripped off and got sunburned. Basically, it's helping the ripening process.
How did they discover this then? Where did they get this idea from?
This idea came from Japan and America, where they have a demand for very red apples. And one of the ways that the growers found that they could do this was by this bag technique.
I must say, a red apple always looks sort of, I don't know, more juicy to me. I tend to go for the redder ones, not that they probably taste any different. Is it just the Americans who use this technique, or are people in this country using it?
I've seen that in some parts of Europe, in France, they have used this bagging technique for the same sorts of reason. But this is the first year that we've tried it in the UK. And we've, of course, added on the extra special logo this year with the letters 2000 on. So we thought we'd try and sort of cash in on the New Year celebrations.
Brilliant. Yeah, Millennium Apples. Isn't it a bit of a nuisance having to bag the apples to get the effect you want?
It requires the grower to go along first to select the apples on the tree which are suitable and take all the others off, and then put the bag on, take the bags off, put the stickers on, and then at harvest time again take the stickers off. So it requires quite a few visits to the tree, and of course anything to do with labour becomes an expensive commodity.
And of course then for us when we buy the apples, that means we haven't got to bother sort of messing around peeling the label off.
Exactly. I mean, what more pleasanter way to see an apple as you come into the new year than to see the letters 2000 stamped, almost printed onto the skin.
Yes, it's quite an original idea, actually. Now, what's the reaction of people when they see the logos sort of burnt into the pigment of the apple peel?
Well, everybody's trying to work out how it's done, and is it cheated? Does it affect the apple? Does it affect the quality? And the simple answer is no. We're not changing really any nature at all. It's a simple process. We're convincing the apple that it requires to redden up at ripening time, and as it does so, we put this little logo on and the imprint is left at the end of it, and really the apple tastes no different than it would any other way.
It's really quite clever, actually. I can just describe it. It's a very red apple, but the imprint is presumably the original, using the original colour of the apple, with the year 2000 sort of in the centre of what is a print of another apple.
It is, I mean, if you liken it to a photograph being developed, or it's like a negative being printed over the skin of the apple, and as the sun ripens the rest of the apple, the little bits that were black before, where the label was, you peel that label off like you do with a negative, and you're left with a print, literally a print, on the skin of the apple.
Well, I think what a lot of people might be interested in is whether it actually affects the taste. Can I just sort of grab one of these apples and have a look? We've got one of these. See if it tastes any different to what I normally have in the morning. I normally have an apple a day, Mike. Let me just try this. Very, quite sharp, but nice. Yeah, doesn't seem to taste any different to me.
No.
No real difference in the taste.
No, I think one or two trials have been done and experiments to find out whether there is any difference. Some people say that there is evidence that there's slightly more sugar in the apple, and there's no particular reason why it should be. But no, there's no difference at all.
I'm just finished with that piece of apple. Does this mean then the end to the sticky label as we know it?
Oh, I'm afraid not. This process is far more expensive than the apples that you see in the supermarkets, and the sticky label is there for the convenience of the supermarket and the consumer to be able to tell where the apple comes from and what variety it is. There's no reason why this can't be done, but I suspect that unless the labour costs come down significantly, that the price will be a little bit too high for the general supermarket trade.
OK, well, Peter van Tongeren, here in the orchard with the techno apples, thank you very much. I'll just finish off my techno apple now, and it's back to you, Mike.